take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on in to Monday, January 27th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you haven't stored me in your phone yet, please do so as Trucker Randy. Greatly appreciate it. You can give me a text during the show. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. Got a great show lined up for you today. Missy will be coming on in the second hour from 10 to 10:30, taking questions from you. Going to be continuing our conversation about wellness scans, some things she's seen in people right up here in northern Michigan. Wants to discuss all of the things that she's finding, and it's a reoccurring thing happening that she's noticed the 2 years basically since we started working with Missy, certain trends that she's seeing in our bodies up here in northern Michigan, and we're going to have a conversation about it. If you have any questions, text them to me, and I'll be sure to pass them on to her from 10 to 10:30. One of the things that's pretty interesting that's going on already as we prepare for Thursday night, 7 p.m., the county conventions. Every county in the state of Michigan, 7 p.m., will be having a county convention of precinct delegates to come and select the voting delegates and alternates to go to the state convention February 21st, 22nd down in Detroit. Again, I've asked if you're not a precinct delegate that you go ahead and attend your local county party convention this Thursday at 7 p.m. After the convention is over, then ask to be recognized by the chairman. Find out if you have a vacancy that you could possibly volunteer to fill to be a precinct delegate for the rest of this two-year term. It begins this month, January 2025, and will go to December of 2026. In that August primary of 2026, as we prepare for the November election of a new governor, new state senators, perhaps new state representatives, it's going to be a very interesting process, and I'd love for you guys to be a part of it. Why is it so important? Because the candidates are already starting to line up for governor. Eric Nesbitt, the state senator, has announced his run for governor. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson has announced her Democratic run for governor. And Mike Duggan of Detroit, the mayor, has announced an independent run. Well, there's going to be a lot of things happening, a lot of money going into these campaigns, and it's going to be very, very competitive. We have an opportunity to elect some new state senators. We have an opportunity to perhaps replace some state representatives. It's going to be a very interesting process over the next 2 years, and I'd love for you guys to be a part of it. One of the things that is happening at the state convention is a new chairman. And there's a couple of events happening up here in northern Michigan that I want to make sure you guys are aware of. So we've got lots of information for you today, lots of inside information about what's going on in Lansing and county party politics. Short break. Hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755. If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. The state party electing a new chair for both the Republicans and the Democrats on February 21st and 22nd at their state conventions is going to set the tone for the next major election, midterm election, November of 2026. in that process, there's going to be a lot of people throwing their hat into the ring for this open seat for governor of the state of Michigan. Whoever wins the Republican nomination, the Democratic nomination, and then running against the independent Mike Duggan is going to prove the direction of our state. If Jocelyn Benson becomes the candidate on the Democrat side and she is able to convince the majority of people in the state of Michigan to vote for her in a three-way race, Duggan could pull anywhere from 15 to 20% as an independent very, very easily. Well, if he pulls that much, potentially, like Bill Clinton winning the presidency when Ross Perot ran as an independent against George H.W. Bush, Republican, he won the White House with 42% of the vote. The same exact thing could happen with Benson on the Democrat side. Well, MERS has a kind of an interesting historical story this morning for us to talk about. Of the 47 different individuals who have served 49 different terms as Michigan governor, 9 used the position of state senator as their launching pad to become the governor of the state of Michigan. Former governors William Woodbridge, John Barry, Austin Blair, Henry Crapo, Henry Baldwin, David Jerome, Cyrus Luce, John Engler, and most recently, Governor Gretchen Whitmer. They were all elected to the state Senate prior to running for governor. This is the most of the entire list of any other elected position. Well, already announced, Republican, first Republican in, Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt. He's a farmer, family man down in Lawton, Michigan. Well, if he is able to get the Republican nomination and go on to become governor, it would increase this number from 9 to 10 state senators. Whitmer was the Ingham County prosecutor immediately prior to her governor run in 2018. She was appointed to fill that post to fill a vacancy. She was, in fact, the Senate Minority Leader before being appointed to being Ingham County prosecutor. Then she ran for governor, won the election against Bill Schuette, and the rest, as they say, is history. The second most common public office at 7 of Michigan governors comes from the U.S. House of Representatives, the U.S. Congress. That list included former Governor Robert McClellan, Kingsley Bingham, Hosea Begol, Edwin Winans, John Rich, Aaron Bliss, and my favorite Democrat governor, Jim Blanchard. I say that because Vicki and I had an opportunity to interact with him a couple of times while on Mackinac Island. And business-wise, really not that bad of a governor for a Democrat. But interesting, at the time, most common biography was one of the interested politicians serving in the state legislature and then leaving office to get appointed to a different government-related post. The politician then served as a presidential elector, leveraged the position into being the party's gubernatorial candidate. One of the examples, Bliss. Aaron Bliss served in Congress before being appointed to department commander of the Army. John Rich, one of the previous congressmen, was in Congress, but he became Michigan State Railroad Commissioner. kind of interesting book detailing George Weeks' book, Stewards of the State, found that early in the state's history, governors moved in and out of office every 2 to 4 years. The term for governor was changed from 2 to 4 years back in that famous, infamous year, 1963, which basically did so many things to the state of Michigan. Governor went from 2 years to 4 years. The state legislature, the state representatives and state senators, they went from part-time legislature to full-time, where they'd be in Lansing basically year-round. Well, that all took place, folks, in 1963 when we amended our state constitution. When did the state of Michigan start to decline? 1963, 1964, 1965, it really started to kick in. A couple of things happened. State convention of the Constitution basically rewrote our state constitution. The governors at the time were responsible for oversight, constituent services, dealing with bureaucratic agencies and departments. The governor signed the front of their paycheck. The governor was responsible for those bureaucratic agencies. Well, at the time, Governor George Romney did not want that responsibility. So he convinced the legislators to hold a constitutional convention. It went from 2-year term to 4-year term, again, part-time legislature to full-time legislature, and basically restructured the state of Michigan. One of the things that we have to look at is the decline of the state of Michigan began in basically the 1960s after the changing of our state constitution. Simultaneously, at the same time, Democratic mayoral control of Detroit started to happen under Coleman Young. Him and the way he operated the city of Detroit being very taxing on Lansing and all of the government subsidies and programs that he wanted to occur basically changed the state of Michigan. Kind of an interesting perspective. Further down this list on this story, 6 governors previously served as lieutenant governor before becoming governor of the state of Michigan. 5 of these lieutenant governors served because the governors left for other posts. Only one of the group of 5, William Milliken, went on to be reelected as governor when he was serving lieutenant governor. Only one, John Swainson, who was ever elected governor without first being in that post to succeed a departing executive. He only served 1 term. So, if you're looking at possible candidates considering throwing their hat in, one isn't looking very good is our current lieutenant governor, Garland Gilchrist. Even though history is not on his side, Gilchrist may announce a gubernatorial run in the coming weeks. Potential successor to his term-limited governor, Gretchen Whitmer. Some of the state's most recent lieutenant governors, Brian Calley, John Cherry, Dick Possumus, and James Brickley, were not successful in their gubernatorial bids. Of course, you remember 2018, that was the year that Brian Calley ran against Bill Schuette, Pat Kobach, and I believe one other, and I cannot remember his name. He was a doctor from Michigan somewhere. I can't remember his name. Anyway, Bill Schuette got pushed, basically rammed down our throats because of Donald Trump's endorsing Bill Schuette to be Michigan's next governor. I have a screenshot of Donald Trump's tweet at the time when he misspelled and mispronounced Bill Schuette's name. I predicted he was going to lose to Gretchen Whitmer by 10 points. I was wrong. He only lost by 9.57% because he was the wrong candidate. Didn't matter. Donald Trump endorsed him after being persuaded to do so by Ronna Romney McDaniel and a few other people. Well, they endorsed him. He lost, and we've been stuck with Whitmer for 8 years. Further down the list, three former governors, Fred Warner, Frank Fitzgerald, and Harry Kelly, used the Secretary of State as springboard. Interesting, because Secretary of State, current Democratic candidate for governor, Jocelyn Benson. So the history does not show that Secretary of States do a very good job of winning governorships. And even worse, for independent announced candidate, Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan, two former governors had been mayors of Detroit. Very interesting. Well, of course, Duggan wants to make it three. Who were the former mayors of Detroit? One former governor, Hazen Pingree, was the mayor of Detroit before becoming governor. He tried to actually hold both positions at the same time, but the courts told him no. Frank Murphy had also been the mayor of Detroit, but his most recent assignment prior to governor was in fact an appointment to commissioner to the Philippines. Two former governors go way back to Michigan State Supreme Court justices, Alpheus Flesch and E. Ransom. Finally, three former governors served as attorney general immediately before becoming governor. That was Jennifer Granholm, Alexander Grosbeck, and Wilbur Brucker. And two of Michigan governors actually served non-consecutive terms, Frank Fitzgerald and John Barry, similar to Donald Trump's presidency, serving not consecutive terms. It's happened twice in the state of Michigan for governor. Pretty interesting story. So it's not looking good for Benson, not looking good for Gilchrist. And state senators have a leg up on everybody. That's it for the first half hour. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big